You guys, anybody on their phones right now? It really slows down this thing. So if you guys could get off your phones.
I'm not on Wi-Fi.
If you guys could, yeah, that would be great if you could, if you are on it. No, I said if you are on it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was on Wi-Fi.
Oh. No, this was this was their just going, wow, it looked like this person.
Yeah, it's just been
wow. That's just one picture. It's really empty.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, everyone.
Okay, it's recorded.
Go ahead. You got one or two.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's Monday, August 16th, 2021, and it's 6:06, and I'm going to call the Reno City Council meeting to order at this point, and we will do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty and justice for all. I'd like to do a roll call at this moment. Ian Farrell?
I'm here.
Dean Roberts?
Here.
Thank you. Steve Jones?
Here.
Thank you. Goldie Rogers?
Here.
Heidi Worlton?
Here.
Thank you. Ryan Porter?
Here.
Thank you. Chris Hoffman.
Present.
We're all here. This all right. I'd like a motion to approve the agenda and the consent agenda as well as the minutes from August 2nd, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda, consent agenda, and the minutes from August 2, 2021. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Item number four, communication.
I do have communications. I'd like to present this award to Dee Roberts as a congratulations on her completion of AWC's Advanced Certificate of Municipal Leadership. She has done 60, I believe, hours worth of credits for municipal leadership, and AWC wants to recognize her in this award, and I'd like to present it to Dee tonight. Thank you, Dee.
Hard work, long time. Any other community? Hearing none, is there someone trying to get through the room? Yes. Have a seat. All right, item number five, items from the public. Rex Anglovich would like to speak to the council about sales.
Yeah, I just, Eric and I was having a miscommunication. I thought it was going to be on the agenda tonight. So we've at Willapa Bay Properties, which we purchased all that property up above Elm Street and Lincoln Street and in that area up there,
cool.
Are currently working on putting a development together. There's a city-owned property right in the middle of our development. That was an old reservoir. So we wrote a letter in and are requesting to buy that. And I thought that was happening tonight for you guys to take a look at that. So kind of what had happened is Scott had done a market analysis and established a price. Then we had our real estate agent just verify that price on other sales other than ours. But in that area, we bought our lots for 22 cents a square foot. Other lots around the area, Scott came out at about 45 cents a square foot. So we was just going to make the offer to buy that land at 45 cents a square foot. So there'll be more to follow, I guess. You guys will get to see appraisals and other things, and it'll probably be in the next agenda.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah. I'm here today, and I'm not going to be here live for a while because I'm working on a project in California. So we have an annexation that I'm doing personally, and then Will Public Properties is doing anything. So if there's any questions, the council has to meet all of you too. I didn't know if you guys really knew what was going on or been filled in a while. So.
How many houses?
I'm hoping to get about 50 houses on the piece up above Elm Street and about 16 houses on the piece on the end of Crossing Street.
Wow. Well, thanks for investing in our city.
Yeah, I know. I got six kids, and not one of them that's going to live here. She's kind of my house, you know. So, so that's really some of my drive. I figured if I build enough of them, maybe I can
maybe one or two
get one or two of the sticks. So, and it's a big need right now. It's what I've done for a living my whole life. So I go all over the country going to other places. It'd really nice, be nice to be working in my backyard. Commercial Street was my first job in the city of Raymond. That's 2016. I was the superintendent for Quick Brothers at that time. But yeah. I would much, much rather work at home than out and about. So.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you,
guys.
Thanks, Rick. Are there any other items from the public? Hearing none, we'll go to item six. Ordinance 1902. This is the first reading of the amended portions of the RMC Chapter 8.40 fireworks.
I make a motion to move Ordinance 1902, amending portions of Freedom Municipal Code 8.40 to a second reading.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to move the amended portions of RMC Chapter 8.4 to a second reading. Any discussion? Yes.
So what I'm kind of understanding is we're trying to line up the South End of the town to have kind of a consolidated approach to this.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of that's the goal of this?
That's the plan, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? I hear no opposition. The ordinance passes. Item number seven, Raymond Theater interim director contract. What's that? We lost our internet feed.
Another Wi-Fi is what?
You did. It's still on the computer.
Well, that's very important.
Yeah, it's still on the computer.
But there's a note on it.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Item number seven, Raymond Theater interim director contract for Mr. Jeff Karnas. I would like a motion to approve Mr. Karnas for new theater director.
So moved. Oh, second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I think other than that, I think it's a great choice.
Thank you.
And I would second that.
Can
Ian and Colby hear us right now?
Yeah,
sure.
I can hear you.
Okay, thanks, Colby.
Okay, Ian.
I
think that was Ian.
I was just letting you know that we could still hear you. I thought I heard someone say they weren't sure.
Yeah, I did. Thanks.
If there's no more discussion.
I'm sorry, who first? Or Heidi?
Heidi. If there's no more discussion, with all those in favor of hiring Mr. Jeff Karnas as our new theater director, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, thank you very much. I think unanimous is a great place to go. Item number eight, department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Vivian.
Thank you, Mayor. So as you all, I'm sure, know, COVID cases in the county have ramped up recently, and we've seen a pretty big spike of calls related to that. So I'm just asking that, you know, Ray, just being diligent about this and supportive to your fire and EMS and police crews that are on the front line. This is a taxing time for them, but they're working hard for you guys and community, and we'll get through this, but just be safe out there. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. And your All right, Police Chief Chuck Sporer.
Good evening, everyone. I really don't have anything to report. I appreciate the support from the fire department. They've been good partners as we're going through this. I know it's difficult for everyone, but the guys are doing a good job dealing with the changes. We had some more legal update training with the prosecutor's office kind of to make sure everyone in the county is on the same page. So we're just moving along. We should have our body cams in service by September 1st. We have Axon Taser coming in on the 24th to give us an all-day class on implementing those and all the features that go along with them, along with the redaction part of it and PDRs, et cetera. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. That's all I had, as long as you guys caught all that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Public Works Director Eric Weber.
Just a couple things. We have selected and hired our new sanitation worker. And the electrical at the festival that we put in went great. I hadn't heard of any problems, so that was a big plus. I know they were happy with it. So, does anybody have any questions?
Hearing none. Further question, second.
I haven't had anything, but I gave the budgets to the department heads, and they're supposed to get them to me by the end of the month. As far as 2022 looks, everything seems to be fine. Our revenues are exceeding our expenditures right now, which is a good thing. And we're just happy to get started on 2022. I did send you all the end of the month fund balances. Do you have any questions about that?
Okay. Are there any highlights or things we need to be worried about, Gretchen?
Not right now, Ian, other than we just need to get the budget committee together to start planning for the money from the ARPA we're going to use for.
All right, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Mayor's comments tonight. I had two of our theater committee members met with the port this afternoon to discuss the transfer agreement that they presented to the council, and we have made some modifications which were approved by the port. I'm sorry I can't give it to you today to look at, but it will be available for you at the next council meeting. If you have any questions, the two council members that were there are Dee Roberts and Chris Halpin. And that's all I have for you this evening. Are there any council comments?
I just concerned from Jerry Bowman over at the Carriage Museum in the park over there. And Chuck, I know he talked to you a little bit about it too, but he's seeing more and more camping in that park, overnight camping in that park over there. And he's kind of wondering if we could put a an overnight camping sign in that park. And I told him I didn't know. I bring it this way, and I don't know if we need an ordinance or we just need a sign.
I thought we ordered some signs for that, Chris.
Oh, did you?
I think you did, right?
I think we were looking at just keeping everything in line with the other parks. Well, certainly the Boat Launch Park and 8th Street Park are already signed pretty good. Just park closed at dusk. Should cover that.
Okay.
Otherwise we probably would have to do something separate as far as an ordinance.
Or
potentially amend the code we have that would cover an overnight camping over there. At all city parks, yeah. You know, I know that they're finding needles and stuff around the bathroom. I know that overnight camping's not going to stop that, but it's not perfect. It sounds like it needs to be addressed, at least stop the camping over there. So,
does it need to be an ordinance?
I'll have to look at the old ordinance. Eric and I will talk about it tomorrow at the department meeting, and then we'll get it revised.
Okay.
I believe it's in the ordinance. There's already an ordinance on that. We are actually in the process of ordering some signs to make sure we have them on all the city parks, even over the pool. I'm not sure if there's any. So we are in the process of getting some signs. So just wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we had talked about it at our department head meeting.
All right, good. That's all I got.
Thank you. Yes, Ms. Brown.
So this isn't technically rain related, but it has to do with fireworks. So South Bend ran a very basic poll through our website. We're also going to be taking ballots through the utility bills that will be going out the 1st of September. So it's not a complete poll yet, but just I thought it was interesting for the ballots that we have received online so far. We've received 52 responses. And the choices were to leave the fireworks as it is, to no aerial fireworks, or a complete ban on fireworks. So right now, 22 people want it to stay like it is, 18 people want to ban aerials, and 12 people want a complete ban. So it's really, really close. So I just thought those were interesting. Amount of people, so it's going to run through the end of September before we'll have a full calculation. But I just thought those numbers were interesting as to what itself and may or may not do. Just quite sure that that's all.
Thank you. I just want to ask a question. Aren't aerial fireworks already illegal by state law?
No, safe and sane sell aerial fireworks, they actually sell. The ones that shoot out of the tube and go in the sky, and those, and no, they are not banned. There are safe and sane fireworks that are
illegal. The ones that I use are illegal.
Yeah, all the ones we all know that the ones from the tribe are illegal. We all know that there are safe and sane fireworks that do go in the sky.
They're not legal.
Ooh, pretty.
So, anyway, yes, well, there was a debate about that on Facebook that I chose to reframe. I provided a little information and talked about that. So.
Well, it's interesting that you only have 60 responses.
Yeah, those are just the people that chose to vote online. And you know, we have a lot of citizens that are senior citizens, and I don't know how many of them truly have and use the internet, or you go to our Facebook page, so, or not Facebook, go to our website. So they'll all have a ballot in their utility bill. So we'll see if we get more of that.
All right. Any more council comments?
I make the motion to adjourn.
Well, I.
Dang it, you. I'm sorry. Was that a second to the motion?
No, he wants to speak.
Oh, excuse me, Ian, yes.
How did Rex's purchase agreement, or how did Rex not get on the agenda when he thought he was going to be on the agenda?
So Rex came in with his paperwork from the real estate agent, and it was my understanding that he and his partner was going to send in a couple options for the council to choose about buying it or trading. And we never received that. And I haven't heard from Rex. So there must've been a miscommunication. I don't believe it was on our part, but I'm sure tomorrow I'll find out. I'm sure he'll get a hold of us. But that was my understanding, that he was going to provide us with a couple options. And he said he would do that today or the next day when he talked to me last week, which was right after the council meeting, and we had never received anything. So.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Okay.
Any other council comments? There was a motion to adjourn. It's still there.
Second.
There's a second. All those in favor of adjourn?
Aye. All right.
Our adjourn. Thank you. Yeah.